The Beautiful Visit by Elizabeth Jane Howard. Read by Juliet Stevenson. I woke because the fur wrapped round me had slipped off my feet, which were cold. As I moved to cover them, there was a loud creak, and I discovered that my waist was encircled with a heavy leather belt. This was not at all usual, and drawing the fur up to my chin, I lay back again to think. If it came to that, I did not usually sleep in a fur rug. Lying there, the ridiculous thought occurred to me that I had just been born. She was born with a girdle round her waist, they would say, to account for her misadventures. This is the kind of absurd notion one has when half awake, but for some minutes I lay still, waking, enjoying the exquisite detachment and emptiness of my mind. It was not dark, nor light, but a very fresh, early grey air, and above me I could see small round windows, uncurtained. Round windows? I looked down again and saw, a few yards away, a pair of shining black boots, which appeared never to have been worn. I was on the floor. I stretched out my left arm to touch it, and I was wearing a heavy gauntlet. The floor seemed to be shivering. Or perhaps it was I who shivered. Listening, I heard a faint, indescribable sound, an unhurrying rush, a sound of quiet, continuous, monotonous movement. I imagined the noise one makes walking through long, dry grass, a little water spilt onto stone from some height, the distant, drum-like murmur of a crowd ceaselessly conferring. Surely I must be the only person in the tremendous silence lying outside the small sound I could hear. I felt alone.